Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ravinia's chief marketing officer, and it's Blake Smith with a word on Ravinia tickets and a schedule, and you've got a full lineup, and man, this is going to be nice after a couple of years of the pandemic, isn't it, Blake?
Yeah, boy, is it. I'm really excited to get back and experience some live music again with friends and family. It's been a long, dormant period.
Sting is August 28th and also a second show, right? Oh, it's August 27 and 28. Now, that's going to be a big one, and I'm sure that'll sell out quickly. What are your best tricks and tips for getting Ravinia tickets this season, Blake?
Well, we let people that donate to Ravinia have first shot at tickets, and so they've already bought their tickets. I checked yesterday, and there's still Sting tickets left when they go on sale tomorrow in the Pavilion and lots of lawn seats. But if it does sell out, which I agree with you, I think both shows will sell out, people can return their tickets through Ravinia, and they'll be made available again at ravinia.org.
We mentioned there's like 100 shows, all kinds, classical, yeah. Pop. Do all the tickets for all the events go on sale tomorrow? And where do they go on sale, Blake?
And they go on sale at ravinia.org, Bob. And yeah, all 100 of them go on sale tomorrow to the public. And it's really a great lineup this summer.
And once you get into the season, sometimes those sellouts, will tickets be turned back? Is there a way to check during the season?
Yeah, 100%, they will be turned back. And again, it sounds like a broken record, but ravinia.org, just keep checking back. But I think if you get online tomorrow, you're going to be okay to find tickets for the whole season since the first day.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one that I'm really looking forward to. Stevie Nicks, yeah, September 8 and September 10. And has Stevie Nicks ever performed at Ravinia before?
Not that I know of. I don't think she has. You know, and that's what I'm looking forward to as well. I've seen Fleetwood Mac play before, but it was a tour they did without Christine McVie. So I'm still piecing together my perfect Fleetwood Mac and sideshow list at this point. What are you excited to see this summer?
Oh, Stevie Nicks and Sting, and also John Fogerty. That should be a good show.
Yeah, I've never seen Creedence before, and I've never seen Fogerty solo, so I'm really excited for that. And we have we're starting to book shows out on the carousel stage on the lawn before the big pavilion shows, and we have a great local band called Rookie opening for John Fogerty. That if you like John Fogerty, I think you'll really like Rookie as well.
Yeah, that's July 8. Sheryl Crow is July 7. And it all starts, in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, the pop shows start June 15th, I believe, with Amos Lee, the first show.
And then there are also all sorts of ballets and classicals. So for the schedule, ravinia.org.
Best place to go, Bob.
Appreciate it. It's Ravinia's Chief Brand Marketing and Communications Officer, Blake Smith. Hope to see you this summer up in Highland Park, Blake.
Well, I hope to host you, Bob.
All right. You got a deal. Thanks so much for the time this morning.